One of the things that the student game Tag the Power of Paint didn't allow was painting of other objects, since this would have been too trivial in that game. In Portal 2, however, moving paint around became a puzzle in and of itself, so we began to create puzzles that depended on painting objects. Bouncy boxes and turrets were an obvious choice, and adding this mechanic extended our toolbox to include objects whose basic properties of movement could be changed by the player.